This is episode 41, recorded on February 3rd, 2012. Peck and Pokes at the Woo Woo Burns.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Peck and Pokes at, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes at. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. On my far right is taken in for covering for Eric this evening is Medusa Rance. So give it up for the West Coast. Woo-hoo.
Good evening, Wiki Wiki from the West Coast.
Right. And on my far left, and quite literally if the way I've got this all set up, Dan is literally on my left now.
Hello.
And up right in the middle of my desk here is Vonnie. Hello, Vonnie.
Hello. Hi. Sorry. My mute button was not cooperating with me.
We're going to have to disable your mute button, I think.
Sorry. You might regret that.
No, it's fine. We got some good stories for you this evening, and actually another audio clip, and you'll find that we'll get that a little bit later in the show. But for right now, we have a couple of corrections we need to get to, and do those right now.
Uh-oh.
We goofed.
On last week's show, I said that the Museum of Natural History was in Washington, D.C. However, it's actually located in New York City. So if you go to Washington, D.C. and you're looking for it, and people don't go asking them where that is because they're going to go, "Where do you, you're a tourist?" Yeah. go north. It's in New York. So anyway, I just want to get that one little correction out, and we'll get into our tech stories for this evening. Google and Apple have come under scrutiny from no poaching. And I'm not talking they're out hunting with guns. They're out talking about poaching as far as getting people to work for them for alternate companies. Google actually got in trouble when they were went out like headhunting, as it were, went to this Apple employee and said, "Hey, would you like to work for us?" And Steve Jobs, when he was still alive, he found out about it, and he demanded that the person who did this to be fired and make it quite public. So they say, "We don't want anybody, you're not supposed to take our employees, and we won't take yours." And the problem with this is it's illegal. You can't, you're basically screwing over the worker, because you can't, there's no room for advancement. If I have a low paying job at Google or Apple and I want to go to the competition, they won't hire you. It's completely nuts. Dan, your thoughts?
It's weird that they're doing this under certain, the lawsuit is now a civil lawsuit that they're saying that it kept the wages unusually low, that it wouldn't have been that low, but it could be argued that going ahead and poach workers is keeping wages unnecessarily high.
Yes.
I wouldn't want somebody coming in to try and steal my workers with promises of more money. There are ways to promote employee loyalty that money talks. And that's going to keep me at my job, but there are a lot of other things that would keep me at my job that don't have to do with money.
Right.
And if I'm working for company A for $20 an hour, company B comes along and says, "Hey, we'll give you $25 an hour to do that." Mm-hmm. If I don't like company B's business practices, I'm going to say, "Screw your extra $5 an hour. I don't want the headaches to deal with the way you deal with people."
Yeah.
So it's a tough decision to try to make. But like you said, that kind of collusion between groups of companies is against federal antitrust regulations. So if there's big deals going on behind the scenes, that's against the law.
Yeah. And a lot of it is, of course, like you said, it's completely illegal. And I can see, understand your point. You wouldn't want someone to come along and say, "Hey, come work for us." But this is, the land of opportunity. If they want to pay them $5 extra or $100 extra a month. I mean, it depends on like you said, the business practice is bad, then yeah, you'd say no, I'm not interested. But if it's lucrative enough and it fits in with what your plans may be, I don't see a problem with it myself. Medusa, your thoughts?
I don't really have a problem with it either. It is kind of tantamount to insider trading, though, if you want to look at it from Dan's point of view. But I don't fundamentally have a problem with it. I mean, it's as the old saying goes, it's not what you know that gets you a job, but who you know. And that has always been my experience. And I've been poached a couple of times when I was in the workforce, and it wasn't always a bad thing, you know. I mean, the money for myself, I would have to say, and if you look at this economy and the world we're living in now in the United States, you know, recovering from all these recession debacles and subprime loan debacles, how this would be very enticing for a worker. I don't see a problem with it. I see it as the worker being able to use that as a bargaining chip almost in getting himself a better job in that sense. So I'm kind of for it.
Yeah.
As long as there's government overseeing that it doesn't get out of hand.
Yeah, well, I think that's the key is that the government doesn't get too much
involved.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, the only thing is, if they're doing something illegal, which this is completely illegal, then the government needs to step in. Vani, your thoughts?
I am so confused. Sometimes I think I live on a different planet, but I'm happy to report that the crazy is coming to Canada, okay? So rest assured, a year from now, we'll be having the same conversation, like as if I lived there. But anyway, I digress. I am wondering why it is illegal for a company X to... I understand what you're saying completely. My question is, why is it illegal? Is it illegal to offer someone a job?
It's not illegal to offer them a job. What these companies were doing, they're saying, we don't want you taking our employees, basically, each other's employees.
Well, so what? Google, let's say, offered some guy who worked at Apple a job.
Right.
At the end of the day, someone got offered a job, probably got offered more money, maybe a different perk, a better perk, who knows. What my question is whether they, whatever, don't take our employees, blah, blah, blah. It's a free world, man. Why is it illegal to do that?
Oh, I see what you mean. It's actually reverse to that. What's against the law is for Apple and Google to the managers behind closed doors to go to each other and say, hey, look, if you don't bother any of my employees and offer them jobs, I won't offer your guys' jobs.
Right.
Oh, the light bulb's on now.
Yeah, so and they kind of reversed.
Oh, I'm so disappointed in Steve.
I said on a previous show that there were some aspects of Steve that he was a total jerk about, and this is just more stuff that's coming out, you know, that he's been hiding all these years.
Well, I'm sure he's not alone. And the thing is, like, you know, the corporate world in general, they are more than happy to bend every rule in the book to make it work for them.
Right.
You know, and that just, to me, I'm glad that's illegal then, now that I understand completely. Sorry. Yeah. A little slow there. that slaps some hands. I don't know what... What to say about that? That's bad. Yeah.
We're slapping.
Slap those palmies.
Coaching pad.
I kind of got you two out of order. Medusa filled in for you last week, so I went to her automatically.
Oh, no. I don't care what order you put me in.
Okay.
Keep me in the same order so I can get you.
Okay, we'll do that for the rest of this evening then. We'll just do
Works
that.
Works for me.
As long as I'm not first, right after you. That leaves Dan.
Okay. I don't want to be first. I'd rather be last.
But just don't confuse me. I'm confused enough as it is.
I'll be the middle child.
I'll be first anytime you want, unless you're taking people out to be shot.
Right.
That's so funny. Okay, quick question. Dan, are you the oldest in the family?
No.
Oh, that would have worked out. What about you, Medusa? Are you the middle child?
I'm the only child.
Oh. So she is the oldest.
Not fair.
No, she's the youngest.
The oldest, youngest.
The oldest and the youngest, so she gets to be both.
All the crap came down on my head. I was guilty of everything.
Right. All right, well, we should get moving on. Our next story here is Twitter is setting up to delete posts to countries if they request it. Now, Google did something like this. They were in China, and they were basically censoring any searches for particular things unless you were the elite who knew how to get around these holes. You couldn't find certain things that you were looking for. Now, with Twitter, what they're doing is they're trying to, well, how do I put this? Trying to obey their customs and local laws. Like, say, if you're in Germany, you can't tweet about Nazis or things like that. And that stuff gets filtered out. I suppose in some ways that's a good thing. However, the sole censorship thing. The internet should be a free and open market. I mean, where if you are looking for something, you should be able to find it. I mean, no matter what you believe, don't believe, or whatever you got rolling around inside your head, within legal standards, I'd imagine. But the censoring thing for Twitter is it's a mixed thing. I personally think it's wrong to censor stuff, but these countries, they got their rules and their laws, and they've got to do what they have to do, unfortunately. Dan, your thoughts?
It's an interesting situation with Twitter because, you know, their servers, are not located overseas, where Google has servers set up globally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not like they're pulling stuff from Chinese servers or that. Basically, it's all about censorship.
Right.
And Twitter has been very, very vocal about, you know, freedom of speech and freedom of expression is a very important thing for them, has been from the beginning. And you can see that in how difficult it is to get an account shut down, let's say, that's being very verbally abusive. Uh-huh. Or just outright inciting violence, expressing violence toward other people. Twitter will pretty much just tell you, you know, block that person.
Yeah.
Or if it's something that you feel is an actual physical threat to you, call your local police and talk to them about it. If they want information from us, they'll request it from us and we'll give them the information that they need.
Yeah.
You know, but when it comes to international law, it gets very different, especially when it comes to places like China, Iran, Pakistan, places with blasphemy laws on the books.
Oh yeah, we're talking
you know about that last how time. How do you police something that wide? You can't do it on an automatic basis. It has to be done on a case by case basis. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a ridiculously complex kind of thing that they want to do. And if they can do it right and obey, you know, the particular laws of the country where they want to do business, because it's all about the money when it comes down to it, fine. You want to censor me for what I'm saying, then I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah. That's what it boils down to, too. I mean, this reminds me, there was a story that was some Egyptian country. They were, I forget where it was, but over in the east there, that they were going to try to ban certain words being texted over cell phones as well. I mean, and one of the guys, the people who was pushing this to go forward, his name was actually in the blocked from the thing there, but it was supposed to be just a test. So, yeah. So, Vani, your thoughts?
Yes and no, actually. First of all, my instinct was to panic for the first little while here. Last week was just an uproar about this. And I think that's everybody's instinct, is to panic. So I've kind of read some material that suggests that all the facts have not actually been distributed accurately. And a lot of things that we're hearing are things that actually were removed from this bill before it was passed.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to panic anymore. I want to actually wait. I actually called my provider and, you know, said basically, like, you know, I'm afraid to even use the internet now. I don't know what I'm allowed to do. Am I going to go to jail? Am I going to lose my internet? Like, what is going on?
Right.
Because I'm hearing all this stuff, but it really, a lot of it feels like he said, she said. I need something concrete.
Right.
And he didn't know what I was talking about. He didn't even know about ACTA. So he thought I was talking about SOPA. And I'm like, no, no, that's old news. Yeah. So he's Googling ACTA as we're talking on the phone. I kid you not. The guy who answered the phone at my provider.
Yeah, this isn't so much ACTA. This is just Twitter itself being...
Well, it's kind of part and parcel, yeah. Right? It's all coming down the pipe at the same time, and it's all kind of, you know, fringing around.
Yeah, more or less.
Censorship and ta-da, ta-da.
Yeah.
So what is just different flavors of the same thing, really. And it seems like it was a really smart move on, you know, the world of corporates, because it's like we're literally being bamboozled because so much of it is coming at us at once. We don't even know what to fight against right now. There's just so much of it coming down the pipe. But that's why I think I don't want to panic anymore, because I don't know what actually is coming down the pipe besides he said, she said, and this kind of stuff. So, I don't want to panic. But I will say that Twitter... Mm-hmm. still stands by free speech. Twitter is not policing anything. What they're saying is, like, let's say Canada, who, by the way, signed that bill for
ACTA. Yeah, my condolences there.
What?
My condolences there that they signed this bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when I say Canada signed it, what I mean is the dumbass we happen to have in as a prime minister right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Canada didn't sign it. Stephen Harper signed it.
Yeah, I...
I'm digressing again. But basically, if Harper said, or whoever, said, you know, pull this whatever from, then they would. But they're not going to police Twitter for them.
I hope not.
No, and that's not their intention. What they're saying is basically, in order for them to have service in Canada, then they have to comply with Canada's rigid scruples. And so basically, if someone from Canada says you need to censor whatever, this in particular, you need to pull this, then they will, but they won't do it unless and they're obliged to do it if they go in partnership, but they're not going to police Twitter, is what I read from the CEO from Twitter anyway.
Yeah.
So that's the only concrete thing I've actually read. So I don't know, you know, we might be panicking over a molehill here. Might not be. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know for sure.
I guess it's time's going to tell. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, I'm not too worried about it either. At first, my knee-jerk reaction was, oh, censorship. We don't do that here in America. That's a big joke. What I'm more concerned about is the FBI peeking in on what I'm tweeting about. And we all know my famous tweet of what I first said to the FBI.
I did one like that a couple months ago, too.
Yeah, just in case they're listening, they have something good to listen to.
Yes.
That fundamentally scares me. We all know that J. Edgar Hoover was not really a nice man. And we all know that the FBI is a very invasive bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Am I afraid of Twitter... reading my tweets? No. Is Twitter afraid of anybody reading my tweets? No, not really. What I heard was it is going to be done on a case-by-case basis. Mm-hmm. That was sent in an email to CNN from someone at Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I read. And they said that people shouldn't get too excited about it. You know, there are some countries who... If particularly Muslim countries, I think, that have these, as Dan said, blasphemy laws on the books, where they're going to have to bend a little if Twitter wants to get into those, I hesitate to call them markets, mm-hmm. or I guess I'll use them slash arenas, they want to get there. I mean, I also think Twitter is up against tremendous pressure. Facebook's had its initial IPO, which went... you know, baboom, all over everything. And then here's little Twitter sitting with just servers in the United States. I think we want to be bigger, and we're trying to figure out how to do that without compromising our principles.
Right.
And you're always going to have to compromise.
Yeah.
I mean, every president who ever took office knows that you don't run that show. You have to compromise with everyone.
Right.
So it's a matter of compromise, and I think that we can all work it out. That would be my basic paranoid but clear conclusion.
Right. You know, the thing is, though, one of my big things on the whole censorship thing is that since Twitter was so monumental in getting so many places to be able to rebel, like I think is what happened over in Egypt last year, or was it in 2010, whatever it was, they were had that uprising there, and Twitter was very intricate into that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if they do this, if something like this happens again in the future, that Twitter's going to go, well, we got to censor this out, and so they're going to keep down an uprising that could possibly change a political history.
Information somewhere. Wants to get out.
It'll
There's
going
to be a way for it to get out, and you know, one little cell phone can do a lot of damage.
Oh yeah.
I'll end on that note.
Yeah.
Politics. 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 Politics.
Eric had dropped this story in the news thing. He was kind of hoping to sink his teeth into it. Since he's not here, we're not going to ignore it. We will cover it, but I got one better than his. The news story he came up with, the political consultants was quickly fired, or an arrested man. Apparently this man by the name of Zach Edwards was employed until Friday by local, until the Friday of back in, it doesn't say exactly, in 2008 cycle, I guess. It was apparently had used, attempted to use Schultz's, or the identity of Schultz, a Republican, or Schultz's brother, to an attempt to obtain a benefit. I mean, and then the alleged scheme was to intend to falsify, implicate Schultz's secretary Schultz, to provide illegal or unethical behavior while in office. So, I mean, these kind of things are so rare. Eric is like a laser when he tries to find this stuff. So, I don't, since he's not here, I really don't know what more to say on this. I mean, the man's got a, faces 2 years in jail, a $6,250 fine. I mean, is it really worth it to try to steal someone's identity to get an extra ballot or whatever this guy was trying to accomplish? I really don't even know. Dan, your thoughts?
It's absolutely crazy. I mean, this stuff, like you said, it's very rare for this kind of thing, with this kind of high profile to
yes.
happen. I mean, identity theft happens regularly. And it's usually for immediate financial gain.
Yep.
This type of thing is kind of rare, and there's a bit more of a conspiracy kind of thing hanging over it and behind it. It's sad, and you know the guy's going to go to jail for a couple years and pay a few thousand dollars in fines, and he deserves it.
Yes.
Mostly for being an idiot.
Absolutely. I mean, it was completely pointless. I mean, there was no reason to do this stuff. I mean, as a Democrat, I can't speak for everybody here on the panel, obviously. But I mean, as a Democrat, I mean, we should stand for higher ethics. I mean, we should stand up for higher ethics than this. And I mean, some people, they get so motivated that they go, well, what can I do to promote the cause, you know, and like I said before, those instances are rare, but it's not necessary, people. Let's be honest, you know, show that we can be honest. That's all there is to it. Vonnie, your thoughts?
You know, it's funny, like, if we could all just say, oh, I just had a stupid moment, you know, imagine, because we all do stupid things, but mm-hmm. that's really stupid, stupid, stupid. Like, come on. Oh, I don't know what else to say. That's just stupid. I'm glad he's getting what he deserves.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm surprised Eric would be going, what? You're saying he should be getting what he deserves? What?
Well, what should he get off the hook?
No, I don't think you should get off the hook.
No, absolutely not. You break the law, you freaking pay the price, man. That's the way it goes. And stupidity isn't an excuse for me. You got to just all the more reason to educate your children and yourself.
Right, exactly. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, I'm with Vonnie. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
There you go.
And he should be made an example out of. I mean, he too should get to wear the baggy jeans and the orange jumpers and the nice flip-flops they have in jail. Why not? There's plenty to go around for everybody. I just think it is utter stupidity. And he's paying the price for it, and he should. And I don't have too much else to say about that, but he's a common criminal, is really what he's shown himself to be. And I don't associate him with decent Democrats or people of any political ilk. He's just a criminal, plain and simple.
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know, I'm not really sure what we can really say. I mean, but yeah, that's basically it. He did something really stupid. I mean, really stupid.
And he can't take it back.
Yeah, he can't take it back. This is not something to take back. This is something that needs to be. It was addressed. He turned himself in. I mean, he did, at least towards the end, he did the right thing by turning himself in. And at least he showed some integrity towards the end.
Yeah, well, that's maybe because we don't know how close he was to getting caught. You know, a lot of people do confess when they're, like, you know, 10 seconds from getting caught.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
It's kind of like a deathbed confession.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, by the way, I kissed your sister.
I mean, I don't mean to sound like a cynic, but, you know, people are people are people.
Yeah. Well, I was going to up Eric's one and raise him by, I think it's 4, if I'm not mistaken. Scott Walker, going back to Wisconsin again, my lovely state of disrepair right now, he had several of his people. They were charging with, from what I understand here, if I read this properly, that what they're doing is they, according to the criminal complaint, Walker's constituent services manager exchanged numerous campaign-related messages with top Walker campaign staffers, including operations manager Joe Fadness, along with Reince Priebus, what a name, and the Republican Party of Wisconsin, and now the head of Wisconsin National Committee. What they were doing, if I'm not mistaken, was they're doing some illegal campaigning or campaign finances and whatnot, and faces 4 counts of felony misconduct in office while working for then Representative Brett Davis' campaign for lieutenant governor while he was on the county clock. So, I mean, there's more people doing more nasty stuff in the Republican Party camp, and they're trying to get away with it. And they're not showing any remorse. Then this one guy down in Iowa. So it's one of those situations where, you know, I think the GOP is the ones that are doing the more slimy things than the Democrats this year. And that the one that for the Democrat that was from 2008. This is more current. Dan, your thoughts?
It's just ridiculous to read the charges that are against some of these people working very closely with Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like you said, Reince Priebus, he's implicated now. He's the chairman of the Republican National Committee right now.
Mm-hmm.
He was chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. And, you know, these people that are working so closely with Walker, apparently on a very friendly basis with him, are vile.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys is, his name's Kevin Kavanaugh. He's charged with 5 felonies for theft and fraudulent writings by corporate office.
Yeah.
He apparently, what he's accused of is stealing over $42,000 that was supposed to go to families of Wisconsin soldiers that were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan and for wounded vets. And he helped raise the donation. They helped raise the donations at an annual event for veterans. And this guy didn't bother giving that money to the vets. He transferred $20,000 of it into his personal accounts, used the money to pay for, you know, cruises in the Caribbean, going to a Hawaiian vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And this other guy, is accused of a couple felony counts, child enticement and exposing his genitals in a public area. You know, Walker's got some really classy people working with him here.
Oh, this is not the first time either.
Wisconsin ought to write him out of the state on a rail real quick.
Oh, we were trying so hard to get rid of him, and I cannot wait till we get this guy out and take all his ilky people with him. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I just, you know, like, every week there's something. It just, we need to clean this up. Like, our politicians are the biggest crooks out there now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's across the board. I'm not just talking about just the Republicans or the conservatives, although
now it's coming to your country.
I tend to think
now
they're crazier, and I say that from a non-partisan, like, or whatever, however you say it, because I'm not liberal, I'm not conservative, I'm just Vonnie, and I just vote for what makes sense at the time that I vote. I don't take a stance one way or the other politically. I'm a humanist. When they come up with that party, then I'll have a party that I'll fix myself to. But it just disgusts me. It actually disgusts me. Like, I am absolutely just disgusted with the whole political system.
Yeah.
Across the board, the Canada too. It's just become an absolute gong show, and they can do whatever they want apparently, and just keep getting away with it.
Yeah, that's because
on our dollars, on our money.
Yep, that's because they're in power, and they think they can do whatever they want. They say, hey. You know,
no, here's the problem, though, Packard. It's beyond they think they can do what they want. They know they can do what they want.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, they're getting away with it. So,
yeah.
It's not going to stop because we just don't have the right kind of Band-Aids or something. I don't
know. Yeah, we need a better set of checks and balances on our politicians.
Because I want to make myself clear, I believe in democracy, and we wouldn't have democracy if we didn't have a government. We need, like you say, checks and balances. Our politicians must be good role models and accountable.
Yes.
You know? Anyway.
No, those are great thoughts. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, democracy is not all it's cracked up to be. I should know. We invented it. And democracy at the time in Greece was government by men holding land, holding people as slaves. No women could vote. I don't know about you, Vonnie, but as a feminist, that just turns my blood cold.
Yes, but so because of democracy, I'm not women were allowed to speak up and change it. Because of democracy, we don't have slavery anymore. So,
yeah.
It's not all it's cracked up to be. We need a new system. And what they've done with democracy is they have gutted it and eviscerated it. And so what we have here, what we're working with, is we're not really working with politicians in my mind. That's not how I look at them. Again, just like Eric's piece, this is just another group of bad boys that are engaging in what amounts to corporate malfeasance,
mm-hmm.
and they are common criminals, and I don't think we should call them politicians at all. They don't deserve to be called that anymore. They deserve to be called what they are, common criminals, and put in jail with the rest of the pederasts and murderers that we scoop out of the gutters of our streets.
Yeah.
And I don't think until we do something that radical, really this is going to change. Put checks and balances in? No. America is a prison state. You want to use your prisons? You want to be a prison state? Put your politicians in prison. Then I'll have something to talk about.
Well, that's a check and balance, girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And that's the problem. They're not being accountable right now. I totally
agree.
Right?
Smack them.
They're not being held accountable. And that's how people work. People are held accountable. Like, you know,
it would be.
Yeah, if the Bible just kept everybody moral, we wouldn't have all the laws that we do. Laws keep people in check.
That's right.
And politicians need laws too. So.
I think they need twice as many laws.
Yeah, because it's true though, because they have access to be corrupt.
Yes.
Don't they?
It's
served to them on a platter, basically.
And you know what? Even Vonnie, I know you're not going to quite like this, but sometimes it even filters down even to the police themselves, because I see them.
Police are people too. Police are people too.
I know they are.
And we're all people. Absolutely. I agree. I mean, it doesn't matter what there's teachers. All people in service can still be messed up and corrupt for sure.
Right. Yes. Give me the news. FBI went to go do a drug bust, but they took a chainsaw with them. So they went and opened up the door with a chainsaw, found out it was the wrong house. Oops. To quote Rick Perry, oops. but they used a chainsaw to cut through this woman's door and held the family there at gunpoint for over 30 minutes before they realized they were conducting a raid at the wrong home. Judy Sanchez of Fitchburg said she woke to heavy footsteps in the stairwell on January 26th and walked into her kitchen to see a blade chop through her door. There's a lot of things I want to see when I walk into my kitchen, but not one of them is a chainsaw coming through my door. I mean, there's no firewood in here. No, but this is not the first time stuff is like this has happened. Police make mistakes. But the FBI, I mean, they're supposed to have all this intelligence. Well, that's a relative term, I suppose. But they're supposed to have all this information coming to them, where these places are going to be, whatnot. The upside to all this, at least they paid for all the damages. That was one thing I always wondered. If police break into the wrong home, do they have to pay for the damages? And I guess I got my answer. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think in a lot of cases, they don't actually have to pay for the damages. Yeah, that's disgusting. The bad part of it is, it's like, okay, if they got this tip at the last minute and were rushing in to save someone's life, fine. Mistakes are easy to make in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
This was a raid called Operation Red Wolf that was the product of a 2-year investigation. You think in a 2-year investigation, they might be able to, get the right address?
You know what makes
me... that's stupid.
Yeah, you know what? I think that maybe whoever was planning the raid had the map upside down.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Why is North facing at me?
These guys never watched This Old House, apparently. You remember Norm on This Old House?
Yeah.
Measure twice, cut once. Real simple advice that you can apply to a lot of things in life, and it makes a lot of sense.
Yes, absolutely. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I think we just found the name for the show.
Measure twice, cut once.
Yeah, that's excellent. Definitely. That's awesome. That's all. That's pretty much all.
I'll note that one down.
What's that?
I said I'll note that one down.
Yeah, that's a good one. Measure twice, cut once. I like it. That's really all I have to contribute to that one. I think Dan pretty much said it all.
Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, leave it to the Greek to find the tragedy in all of this.
Oh yeah.
But it's actually a tragic comedy. And I'll explain it like this. Well, we all know it's the Federal Bureau of Incompetence. They have not done this once. They've done this several times, to the point now where they have instructions on to pay people back when they do it, if they have to,
Mm-hmm. I
would leave it there, even after the 2 years of investigation. Which any moron should have the right address by that point and the right phone number. Hello. Mm-hmm. If 911 can get there, why can't the FBI get it right? However, where it turns out not to be funny, if you read that article deeper, and I read it 2 or 3 times, because there was a child there.
Yep.
And now that child is going to be diagnosed with post-traumatic stress syndrome. And who is going to pay the bill for that?
Yeah.
Because the child can no longer sleep. Well, the mother is having trouble sleeping. She's sleeping with a baseball bat or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
By her bed. So this had real life consequences. They kept those people. They kept the mother on the floor for 3 hours, was it, Dan?
It was 30 minutes, actually.
30 minutes, okay. 30 minutes, 3 hours. When you have PTSD, it is and you're under that much stress in that kind of situation, 30 minutes to me would seem like 3 hours.
Mm, yeah.
So no, definitely. I don't think it's funny. And I think that the officers should be reprimanded. They won't be fired, but I do think they should be taken off of duty for a while.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. I mean, at least, you know, whoever planned this fiasco, they should be reprimanded.
Held accountable.
Yes.
Again. I mean, the only way, as Vonnie said, to get people to do the right thing is to, it seems now, is to put that hand to the flame and burn it until it hurts so that they won't do it again. Yeah, but not for the child, I would be laughing. But with the child involved like that and the child being held away from the mother, screaming for the mother, they're going to need years of therapy, you know. To
well,
be the same again.
I hope, you know, children are pretty resilient overall. Overall, children are pretty resilient. I mean, myself, for example, there's stuff that happened before age 7 I have no memory of. So
well, all
I
kids are different, though.
Yeah, this is true. This is all children are different. All people are different. But, I mean, I think that with the proper therapy right off the bat, I mean, this child may actually end up forgetting this. The mother most likely will not.
Well, I have a child with PTSD, and let me tell you, 7 years of therapy hasn't done, I want to use a curse word, hasn't done a damn bit of good.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you from the inside out, that don't make no sense.
Yeah.
Held to pay.
Yeah. They should be held accountable. I mean, I personally see a lawsuit coming out of this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I think would be good if people actually had – sorry to cut in, but
no problem.
Don't want to lose the thought. If people had to, like, seriously, literally be accountable in the way that – especially I'm thinking for this woman and for this child.
Mm-hmm.
And these men came barging in with a chainsaw, really. Wow. Anyway, So, like, that just too bizarre to me to even believe. But anyhow,
thank you.
Those men should come back in just plain clothing. And they should sit down with those people and have
Excellent.
A decent human-to-human conversation. We are so sorry. It was a mistake. If there's anything we can do. I think that when you're victimized in any which way at all, when you get to really face what it was in a humane kind of way, it's so much easier to get on with
well
it. You know?
Well said, Bonnie.
You know, the only issue there is that these people may be so upset, so pissed off, as it were.
Well, they very well may be, but have you ever been hugged and been able to say, piss off? Have you ever been able to do that? have you ever had someone smile at you and still you have managed to scowl?
I've had people do that
kindness
to me, actually.
And gentleness and forgiveness, it's all healing. It's all very, very good.
Actually, Vonnie, I have had that happen to me. I have had that. I mean, I tried to make it something right. You know, smile, the whole thing. And they still, you know, they don't want to have anything to do with this. So, quite honestly, I don't think that in this instance, I mean, if they want to make amends and if the family is willing to
accept that. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're not going to force yourself on the people.
No. But,
but I think you could certainly offer that opportunity because it is healing and it's proven. It's healing for them. It's healing for the people who probably feel extremely guilty, believe it or not. They're people too. And, you know, like it would just all around be a good thing, and it would take a half an hour.
Right. Well, then, and another aspect, we don't know how undercover these people have to be, so they may be a lot of times when they do these kind of operations, they go in their full face mask, they're got their helmets on and whatnot, so they cannot be recognized. There might be some other legal obligations where they can't do that, so that they can't go back to them and talk to them personally.
Tells me that hasn't even. Probably been a
no,
part of the
and something tells me that you give up your legal rights when you invade somebody else's legal rights in such an egregious manner.
Yeah,
it would just seem morally and right in principle, as Vonnie said, for them to go there. Nobody has to know about it. It doesn't have to be a big thing. The news doesn't have to be there, but it would be the most curative, nurturing thing that could happen to those two people mother and child.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying that the legal precedents that they may be that the FBI for their agents may be covered. That
well, we can make new laws.
By the time those new regulations and new laws come out, that 3-year-old girl will be our age.
Well, you know, if the Greeks had thought that way, we would have never invented democracy. We would have just given up and just looked at the sea.
Exactly.
But you have to live for the future. You make laws not for today.
For tomorrow.
Make laws for the future.
Right.
So that when she is that age, when she does have her own child, and God forbid if that same calamity happened to her, that there would be laws in place for her child.
Right.
Laws are for the future,
not for now. And
now
extending that type of fear that she had onto her child.
Right.
Right.
But I'm just saying is that they may be under restriction. So where they can't do that. That's my whole point on that.
Well, we need to fix that then.
Yeah.
We need to write a letter.
It all comes down to personal responsibility and not corporate or department responsibility either.
Exactly. You know, if one of the people who was involved in this didn't tell their boss and they said, you know, hey, I'm going to do this on my own. And they did this without them. Two things could possibly. The family could say, hey, you know, I appreciate your apology. Or two, they could say, hey, your FBI guy was here, and then this FBI guy gets fired because he broke policy or a potential policy of contacting these people again. I mean, I'm just saying that there are always implications to no matter what.
He just can't fly off the handle and show up. It would have to be something that would be formally arranged. But,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's entirely doable.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that is something that they might consider putting.
I think they should, yes. But I'm just saying that based on the department code or whatever rules that they have to go by, they may not be allowed to.
Well, rules are made to be broken, so.
Yeah. Well, and that's
the rebel Greek going on a rant. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We'll get moving on. Our next story here is a Wisconsin man has to do jail time because he stole a guitar from a coffin. former groundskeeper at Green Bay Cemetery will spend 1 year in jail for stealing a $2,000 guitar from a dead man's casket. I mean, really? Are you this hard up for money that you need to steal from the dead? I mean, my daughter plays this game. I forget the name of it. What is that game? Assassin's Creed. And
I love that game.
Yeah, she plays this Assassin's Creed. When she kills the people, she goes digging through their pockets, and these people are going, oh, you're desecrating the dead, and whatever, you know, but, you know. I always kid her, says that they're just yelling at you because they didn't think of it first, so they didn't get there before you did. So, but he's picking through the pockets of these people he's just killed. But he didn't kill anybody. But it's still the same sentiment there that he has, you know, he went and stole this guitar from a coffin. I mean, in some instances, when people is laid to rest or whatever, sometimes they are buried with their possessions. Sometimes the possessions, while they're in the coffin, they're taken out and given back to the families for later on so they can treasure them or sell them or do whatever they want with them. But this guy got a little greedy, I think, and he got caught. That's what it boils down to. Dan, your thoughts?
It's pretty ridiculous, especially, you know, this guy was a groundskeeper at the cemetery. It's like, you know, you are supposed to help prevent this kind of thing from going on. You're not supposed to foster it. It's crazy.
Yes.
But it does remind me of something that if I don't say it now, I'll completely forget about it. Myself and five of my buddies laid a friend of ours to rest, and I challenged each of the guys. I said, each of us needs to put, $100 because we borrowed so much money from this guy. Each of us needs to put $100 in the coffin with him to, mm-hmm. to send him on his way because he deserves that. He deserves that and more.
Right.
So I pretty much shamed the other guys into doing it. And they each laid a $100 bill in there, and they just about shot me when I wrote out this check for $600 and took the cash back, but I thought it was a good deal.
I was just thinking of the exact same joke, Dan. I was thinking, I had, there's a joke that goes along that same lines.
Hey, he's not going to need it.
He's not going to need it. Sure, he'll write a personal check. Bonnie, your thoughts?
There's just so many stupid people. I don't know what else to say. The stupid birds.
Yeah, this guy is it's just one of those things. I mean, it really is stupid. Medusa, your thoughts?
This was no ordinary guitar. This was a $2,000 Fender guitar. This was a beautiful electronic device. It was going to become worm food. He was saving it for posterity. Give the guy a break. I mean, it just wasn't a ukulele he was saving. I mean, this was a piece of priceless, I don't know, like a red violin, a Stradivarius or whatever they call them. No, in all seriousness, he should not have kiped the guitar.
Right.
Or if he did kipe the guitar, he should have gave it to the family. Even then, that would be bad. It's just bad all the way around. Grave robbing is bad. It's one thing to pillar and plunder during war, but you know, when you're laying somebody to rest, and people have been buried in their Cadillacs, they make, I've heard in Haiti, they'll make you any type of coffin you want in any conceivable shape, like a parrot or a fish or a giraffe, whatever you want. No, that's a very honorable thing. You should not mess with the dead. That's bad. Yeah. I hope he's haunted for the rest of his life. I hope that's a very vengeful person. That's what I think.
Vengeance is a dish best served immediately.
I would be too paranoid to do that, even if it was, let's say, a book that I wanted more than anything in the whole world, which is the Codex Gigas, which is this huge Bible that was hand-drawn by, you know, little monks in the dark with bitter candles burning the cold, dark night. You know, if that was in somebody's coffin, would I take it? Probably not, because I'm too paranoid, but I would really want to.
Right.
Yeah. But the paranoia of the ghost thing would get me. Because I believe in ghosts.
Well, he has to. Well, the thing is, he's doing public service. He's got to do 80 hours of community service a year for 3 years. So I mean, he's paying for his. And he apologized to the family. I said, I apologize for this.
I'm with you.
But it's still, you know,
tacky.
It's incredibly tacky. South Dakota has gone off the rails again. I don't understand what's going on with all this religious stuff going on right now, that they're trying to force their way back into our public schools, and South Dakota is doing exactly that. As a matter of fact, I have an audio clip here. I'm going to play it and listen to about the last 10 seconds very intently. There's a specific spot that you're going to hear, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute.
The South Dakota House has voted to put the Bible back in schools. The measure recommends that the school districts provide academic study of the Bible. Supporters say students should be aware of the role the Bible has played in the development of literature, art, culture, and public discourse.
It'd be good to start bringing some of that stuff back. And, it starts in a classroom, starts at home, starts with the parents, starts with the church groups. I think it's a really good thing.
Now, critics say the measure promotes religious beliefs and violates the so-called separation of church and state. The resolution now heads to the South Dakota State.
Okay, that's about it. The one thing that this woman I have to take really umbrage with is she says the so-called separation of church and state. It's not a so-called separation of church and state. It is the separation of church and state. It's the First Amendment. This is what a problem with religious people is, that they think that they can just pick and choose which one of our amendments that they want to obey, to follow. This is the rule of law. This is what we set down precedents for our country. Our government is a secular government. It's not a religious one. And to say it's so-called, it just demeans the whole premise of what our founding fathers did. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's probably not going to pass constitutional muster to begin with. I mean, for the fact, one thing, they're singling out the Bible. Mm-hmm. It's like, why are you just saying the Bible?
Right.
If you want to have a comparative religion study where you discuss the historical aspects of the Bible and other religious texts, mm-hmm. If you want to have, you know, the Quran, the Talmud, the Bible, the Upanishads, the Epic of Gilgamesh, if you want to discuss all of those in the historical context, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's perfectly legal. You can already do that. You don't need any state legislation to do that.
Right.
What they want to do is they want to teach their religion in public schools. They yep. want to indoctrinate everyone because they think they're more special than everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. It's yeah. patently unconstitutional. And what they are keep on saying is, well, it doesn't say separation of church and state in the Constitution. It's like, well, no, you're not going to find those words in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. But you will find that concept in the First Amendment. And that concept was described as a wall of separation between church and state by Thomas Jefferson
yep.
in some of his writings. That's the term that we have come to know that describes what the First Amendment does.
Yes.
And they want to refuse to acknowledge that in order to pontificate and push their religion onto everyone else. And I'm not going to stand for it. I'm going to fight them tooth and nail.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this is the same school that has this, but from what I hear, there's one that's very similar to it. They're pushing that you have to teach creationism in school. But the thing is, what they didn't realize when they say we have to teach, you have to allow teaching of creationism in school, they have to allow all of them. That means the not just the Christians, but the Muslims, Jehovah's Witnesses, the Hare Krishnas, the Buddhists. They have to teach all these things in creationism. So when they go, they teach all these different creation stories, and they go back, these little Christian people who think that they think they've won a victory, go back and their kids are telling them, well, the Buddhists say it's this, and then their minds are going to go, why are they teaching them this? They should be teaching them Adam and Eve and all this other baloney. The whole thing is total garbage to begin with. Vonnie, your thoughts?
Tell us how you really feel.
I haven't even begun to start
just
yet.
Let go. yeah, I think Dan raises a really good point when you just say the Bible, like it's the only one ever published.
Right.
Here, I can't even speak for what goes on in Canada anymore because our country's lost its mind. But on a good note, we're very, very, very much multicultural. There's a church on every freaking corner here, but it's not the same church on every freaking corner here. There's so many religions here. Every religion you can shake a stick at is here.
Yeah.
So nobody gets privilege, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. like what Dan said, I mean, they would have to say, well, what Bible then? Well, you mean the Quran, right? Or you mean the Hindu one, right? Or, you know, like, I mean, yeah, good luck with that. So, and a secular people would be sitting back going, hee hee. You guys just let us know when you get that worked out. Yeah,
exactly.
So I would be, if I were any secular person in any country that this was happening, I would be pushing all the religions then and none of this favoritism stuff, because that's where you'll weed out the crazy and they'll eventually realize that they don't want to share the limelight with all the other religions, and they'll go back to their little respective quarters.
Yeah, you know, there's one side positive note to this. If they teach them all this, they're going to say, you know, this is all...
That's exactly why they won't allow it.
Right. That's what I was saying. They're forced to teach all these different ones.
Yeah.
They're
going
to go, you know, I think this is all nuts, they're going to just pump out atheists left and right. Boom, boom, boom.
That's what I say. Instead of pushing them to stop their own agenda, I would, if I were up against this, I would be pushing every religion in their face, because that will annoy them more than you protesting against religion.
Yeah, there you go. That I think that would drive them just absolutely bonkers. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, I'm all for teaching world religion mm-hmm. in public schools. I think that religion is not going anywhere anytime soon, not soon enough for me anyway. And so to teach world religion mm-hmm. in schools would be to teach tolerance. I don't care what Johnny says when he goes home or Jeanette when they go home to their parents. You know I went home to my parents when I was in grade school and high school. Mm-hmm. But back then we had decent schools.
Yeah.
We don't have decent schools now. I mean, I'm 52 years old. So when I went to school, we had art class. We had music. We had all the fundamentals and the extras galore. And there wasn't any, there was no room for this biblical controversy to be brought into the class. We were too busy learning.
Right.
And there's not enough learning going on in the schools right now, which is why I homeschool my kids.
Yeah.
And they've all ended up in college. The last one's still at home. But I don't feel comfortable, and I don't want to get involved in a First Amendment argument because I know that that dog ain't going to hunt. So I don't want to get embroiled in an argument over somebody's supposed First Amendment rights, whether they should allow the Bible to be taught in school, because plainly they cannot just pick one religion, as Vonnie said. You pick one, you've got to pick them all.
Right.
And so pick them all or pick none of them.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is they interviewed only one student. They only showed one student on the video there. There'll be a link at the show notes at PackerPokes.wordpress.com.
Oh, the atheists were probably afraid they were going to be lynched.
Yeah. Oh, no, the thing was, this was on CBC or CNBC or whatever, you know, the Christian Broadcasting Network. So the one person who wanted it, oh, we'll put you on the air. But all these other people said, yeah, we don't want the Bible. This is kind of ridiculous. We should, you know, but do you think they were going to air those? Of course not, because they got to push their ridiculous agenda.
Yeah. Add Bible study to our workload. That's just great.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I got enough academic stuff. I want to be able to go to college, you know, not have to flip burgers because I think a God came down and made the beef, you know.
Exactly. Besides, the best thing the Bible gave us was The Exorcist. Come on. Let's be real. I mean, that's the best thing that ever came out of that book was that movie.
That's awesome.
And other horror stories of biblical ilk. That's the only thing it's good for. It's a horror story, that book.
You know, it's funny you say that. My daughters and I were having a discussion about horror movies earlier this evening, and one of my youngest daughter's friends was her parents are really religious. She's not allowed to watch horror movies, but she said she's allowed to read the Bible, and she said that the Bible is even worse a horror story than all these other movies. I mean, there's rape, there's incest, you know, there's murder, you know,
Abraham, kill your son.
Children's material.
Don't do that.
Perfect children's material.
Just a test.
Yeah. Perfect children's material. our next story here is the Romneys converted Mitt's dead atheist father-in-law to Mormonism. I mean, really? If the guy died an atheist, he just because you say, oh, a few hubba hubba booble whatever blah 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 words over a grave doesn't make them, poof, you're a Muslim now, or not Muslim, a Mormon, rather. The guy died an atheist. He's dead. He's not gonna come back. I think religion is always, as I've always say, religion is a choice. Atheism is the default. So you're coming to this world an atheist, and whether you know it or not, you leave as an atheist, but it doesn't matter what you believe on the ounce of it, because it doesn't matter. The fact is that they're trying to say, oh, well, we have no atheists in our family. The atheist that was in our family, we converted him to Mormonism. Now we're all good and go in our God's eyes. I mean, come on, give me a break. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is kind of crazy. It's a Mormon thing, and one of the reasons that Romney was able to get such high numbers in Florida was that he kind of said to the Jewish people that like to retire to Florida for the good weather, that they would stop converting or baptize. Well, not you can't convert somebody that's dead. You can baptize them, though. And that's what they're intending to do. And he agreed that they would stop baptizing deceased Jewish people. It's the thing of it is, I'm kind of taking an opposite side to the guy that wrote this article. It's like, if you want to baptize me after I'm dead, or, you know, baptize me in name only, because they don't do anything but perform a simple ritual with the person's name, basically.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I don't care. I'm worm food by that point. I don't really give a darn what you do in the name of your religion to me.
Right.
You aren't doing anything in my name. And big deal. I don't care. The only thing that I like about the fact that they do this is it makes for excellent genealogy records, and I can do research out the wazoo on the Mormons website.
There's always a plus.
Yeah, and if this offends you so much that the Mormons baptized one of your deceased ancestors, you've got some serious problems to begin with.
I don't think I'd be have an issue with that. I mean, I have more an issue with the fact that they think that just because they said a few magic words, they think it's magic words, that he's suddenly a Mormon. That's the whole thing.
Exactly.
That just blows my mind. It's like, you're suddenly a Mormon. I think, no, you're not, because you have to be alive to make that choice. Just because you pray over them, splash water on them, doesn't make them a Mormon. It still makes them dead. You know, if you give medicine to a dead man, guess what? He's still dead. It doesn't change anything.
Exactly. Well, it's like the Catholic, because I was baptized in the Catholic Church, I'm still a Catholic according to them, and always will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't care. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't actually do anything. And if you've got it in your head that these magic words really do work, then you're religious, and that's your own deal.
Yeah, there was a guy that was going around. He's an atheist, and he's what he called a deconverting. So instead of water, he got a hair dryer, and you blow the hair dryer your face, and it was like, see, you're getting dried off from the.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's hilarious. I think they should do more of these de-baptisms everywhere. I'll get you a hair. If you don't have one, I'll send you a hair. We'll get you sent a hair dryer or something, and you can de-baptize yourself daily. Vonnie, your thoughts?
Oh, so, okay, the names for the show are just popping up like crazy for me tonight, so I can't decide whether it should be Hubla Hubla Woo Woo or the Woo Woo Burns.
Woo Woo Burns. I'll write that one down.
The Woo Woo Burns.
Fun.
Oh, religion just makes me want to cry. I just, there's nothing more really I can add. I think Dan said it all and more.
Yeah,
I'd just be reiterating the same thing.
Okay,
it's nuts.
No, that's exactly, you know, that's good. You know, they are nuts. That's what it boils down to. Yeah. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I like to have dual citizenship. Taken as an infant, I was dropped into a baptismal font, naked, all the way submerged. So, you know, if mm-hmm. there is a God, I presume I'm going to heaven. That's what the Greeks tell me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as an atheist, I know that's not going to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want anybody mucking about with my carcass after I'm done for any spiritual reasons whatsoever. Just stay the hell away from me.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, you raise a good point, because I don't know about your kids, but they would have to get past my son. Good luck with that. Because he would not let that happen.
Sister,
not in a million years.
They would not get
years.
By my atheist son. No.
What's that?
Uh-uh. No.
Sorry, I think I cut you off. What'd you say?
No, they would not get by my 6-foot-tall atheist son. No.
Yeah, my son's 6'2", and he knows jiu-jitsu. Come on, bring it.
Oh, yeah, show.
It'd be a challenge for him.
Bring it on, the women say, Packard.
Bring it on.
No, you leave our corporeal form alone when we're done. We look nice. We're good to go. It's over.
You know what they should do is pin a note to their pin a note on your shirt and say, you know, to whom it may concern. And if they open it up, say, if you're here for religious reasons, go away. Anything else, go for it.
The only thing I want to know is that before they baptize the dead guy, did they put him in magic Mormon underwear to facilitate the baptism?
Oh, that's a good question. That means
and
they have
if
a
so, I want pictures.
Oh, ew. The body's decomposing and everything by that time. Ew. Maybe they just say, oh, well, just drop the shirt on him. He doesn't necessarily have to wear it. Just drop it on him because that's a little icky.
Take it out of the plastic.
Ew.
Good to go. A little holy water. He's baptized, babe. Bim, bam, boom.
Our funny tweet comes from Nam Divide. He tweeted, how to be poor in less than 10 minutes. Pay bills. Personally, from a person who lives paycheck to paycheck, like I do, and I'm sure most of us here on the show do, those bills come in. Sometimes you get more going out than you got coming in. I don't know how I do it, but I somehow make ends meet every month. But how I don't know. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like, okay, I just got paid. Okay, I paid my bills. I got $40 left. But yeah, pay bills. Be top of the list, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Vani, your thoughts?
Yeah, bills suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always said I was going to change my name to Bill. Maybe people start paying my...
I bought a lottery ticket 2 weeks ago, and I haven't checked it yet because I'm really enjoying the illusion that I could be rich, you know? It's good for a year. I've got some time.
Oh, there you go. Medusa, your thoughts?
Oh, well, bills have a special place in my heart because my dad hated paying bills. Mm-hmm. And he used to write nasty notes and draw evil faces on the outside so that the bill, you know, Dad, you're just upsetting the people who are opening the envelope in the mailroom. You're not getting to the top of the president or anybody like that, the CFO or anything. But he used to do that. That's what bills remind me of.
Yeah.
So I just laugh and think of my dad and pay my bills and broke.
There's a comedian. He says, you know, I don't understand why people get happy things put on their checks, because you're giving money to people you don't like and you don't want to have anything to do with. Here's some kittens.
No. Skulls and crossbones all
the way. There you go. Skulls and crossbones all the way.
Don't forget that one, because I won't say it again. Skulls and crossbones all the way.
Skulls and crossbones all the way.
Hey, you guys!
Our shout-out this week is from Dan, and he gives a shout-out to GS Spellchecker. That's GSSP. Or GSPELLCHECKER. Dan, would you tell us a little bit about GS Spellchecker?
Yeah, G Spellchecker, Godless Spellchecker, has one heck of a sense of humor, definitely, and does searches on Twitter for people that use a couple of words that don't actually exist. people that use the word atheist or atheism. That's A-T-H-I-E-S-T and A-T-H-I-E-S-M.
You mean they just misspell the E and the I?
Those aren't words, people. I'm not more athe than you are. I'm not more athe than he is. I'm an atheist. And he corrects people when they use the wrong word.
There's another guy who does that on Twitter all the time. He goes after these guys all the time too. It's just so funny. It's just that these people, they can't spell. To be honest, my spelling kind of sucks sometimes too. So sometimes I end up typing my thing. I was like, oh wait a minute, that's not right. So I have to go back occasionally myself. But I at least I catch it. These guys, I don't think they even care. I mean, I suppose if we spell Christian put the T at the end or something, they'd be like, no, you're spelling it all wrong. And it's like, well, of course, you're spelling atheist wrong. Duh. So if you're out on Twitter, and if you're following this on the show, you most likely are, give GS Spellchecker a follow and let him know you heard him here on the show. Our question of the week this week is from, let's do our replies first. Replies from last week was, the question was, if you destroy the world, how would you do it? Or how would you destroy the world? We had the response from Dawkins Dog, and he said, I destroy the world by building a massive needle and bursting it. Everyone knows the Earth is just a fancy balloon. I couldn't, it couldn't hang in space if it was solid. Nice, Dawkins Dog. Wizard of Todd, he says, I would impregnate Cthulhu with our foul progeny, could swallow the Earth whole.
Go Cthulhu.
He's got all those things on his face.
I know him. He's a good guy. I like Troy. He sounds fantasy life.
He sounds hungry. Joe Unseen says, I'd go with zombie apocalypse, if for no other reason than to finally justify my purchase of the Zombie Survival Guide by Max Brooks. And he put this little ad on there. He says, regarding our conversation from last week, Dan, he says, oh, and if you and Dan ran for president, I'd vote for you. Meaning me, I guess.
Well, that would help put an end to the world.
Yes, it would.
Bonnie, we have to run against them. We have to woman up.
And Chaos Agent 23, she goes, what? My plan isn't working well enough already? It's already in motion. Every time Packard's computer dies, a little step closer to the end.
That's good. I like that one.
There was a little tacked on at the end there, I can see. But, yeah. Our question for this week is, if you could legalize anything, what would it be?
Oh.
Dan, if you could legalize anything, what would it be?
Dan knows what I would say.
If I could legalize anything?
Yeah, if you could legalize anything you wanted, what would it be?
I'd like to illegalize something. I don't want everything.
That's not the choice.
That's not the question, Dan.
Okay, that's not the question.
If you could make one thing, if you could make something legal, anything you wanted. If you could make one thing legal, that's probably illegal or whatever.
Do it for me, Dan.
What would it be?
Thank you, Dan.
Dude.
Can I go?
All right, Bonnie.
I don't think we need to add any more to that.
Here, I'm not going to bogart it. Here you go, Bonnie.
Right on. Bonnie, we're all on the same wavelength.
Bonnie, I'm passing to Bonnie now. Bonnie.
All right. I would legalize personal choice.
There you go.
Freedom of personal choice. No matter what, if it doesn't have anything to do with anybody else, it's nobody else's business, whatever it is, the whole bag of freedom.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool, huh?
Yeah, that would be. That it would be. Medusa, if you
what
can...
What she said. What she said is the word, the bomb. Freedom of choice. Listen, yeah. I don't get into your nightstand. Don't get into mine.
Right.
Yeah. Get out of my uterus. Get out of my room. Get out of my head.
That's
just
right.
Leave me alone.
Get out of my bed, too.
Sit yeah, alone. That, too. That's whatever right. It is, just leave me the frick alone.
We're on something. I don't know what.
Myself, if I could legalize anything, what would I do? Have it legalized. With politicians, if they do something stupid, someone's allowed to go out and go slap them across the face, say, what are you thinking? That should be legal. Not to hurt them really bad, just give them, like you'd see on TV, the little psh, slap, like, what are you
like
thinking?
Like your aunt slapping you.
Exactly.
I would like to do that. I would move to Washington just to do that.
There you go. I think I'd end up with red hands if I did that.
I'd be a serial slapper. That's what I would be. I'd just sit out in front of Congress and slap them
boom,
all.
Boom, boom, boom.
all four of us.
You could probably do that now for a little while before you got caught. Just saying.
Very possible. So if you have an answer for if you could legalize anything or one thing, what would that be? Drop us a note on Twitter, and we'll give you our Twitter handles there at the end of the show. Or you can drop it to my Gmail at packerpokes@gmail.com, and we'll get it on the show. Well, we had a really good show this evening. It ran a little long, but that's okay. if you want to reach us, we're all on Twitter, and you can find Dan on Twitter as?
Rel Unrelated. That's RelUnrelated.
Right, and you can find Vonnie on Twitter as?
Evolution Child, EvolutionChild.
Right, and you can find Medusa on Twitter as?
Medusa Rants at MEDOUSA_RANTZ.
Right, and you can find me on Twitter as Packard_Sonic. That's PACKARD_SONIC. You can find the show notes at PackardPokes at all one word. And if you want to follow my other Twitter handle, which is PackardPokes or PackardSonic, all one word, that's if I'm in Twitter jail, that's where you'll find me sometimes. When you go to the page at PackardPokes@WordPress.com, and if you feel like you really enjoy the show, please hit the donation button, donate $1, $10, whatever you want, you feel is the show is worth you, because, the money keeps the show going, the internet, electricity, little things like that.
That matter.
The little things that matter, yeah. Either that or I got to get an exercise bicycle. hook it up to a generator.
Hamsters. That commercial.
But, definitely go to the – and if you're downloading this show from iTunes, please go to the iTunes store and click the rate button and write a comment. That'd be really nice if you could do that as well. But anyway, we'll head out now for the rest of the evening. But if you, like I said, if you go to iTunes, click on there and rate the show and write a comment if you feel so inclined. I would really greatly appreciate it. Well, anyway, this has been Packard Pokes At. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.